Identify character. Okay, let's continue. Okay, so right now we're continuing. So we're up to the point where he says like this, that what? That how should it be kosher bazaar at all? That's his question, right? Since the menorah is an entity of gzeiras hakosov, so it only exists according to the standards and the conditions and the requirements of the gzeiras hakosov. So the Torah only tells you Nair exists when the Kohen lights it. The menorah is produced when the Kohen lights it. So what right do you have to say that that a Zohar could produce the Heft of menorah Deluca? Right? Last question? Right? Yeah. So now he has to... There's only one way to answer this problem. Right? There's only one way to answer this problem. You should follow the logic of what he's saying. There's only one way to answer this problem, and that is to say that the hadlaka is not part of the mitzvah.
So it's funny because the kiyum is constant also?
Because the problem he's setting up is that anything that's in the mitzvah, right, anything that... The way he's setting up the logic is that via the mitzvah is the cheftza of menorah, right? And if the Kohen is part of the mitzvah, then how do you have how could a zar do it? It wouldn't be the chefs of menorah, right? So that's why he has to say that no, that the hadlaka is not part of the mitzvah at all. The hadlaka is not part of the mitzvah at all. See, that's it. Once he can free it up, that's it. You just have to free up the hadlaka from the constraint of the logical problem that he's setting up. You know what I mean? Right, just remove it from mitzvah. That's what you'd have to say. Okay, but you can't just say things. You can't just say things, right? That's like the Rambam we were doing the other day. You can't just say things. Good. So what is the mitzvah?
So v'zesh anir.
Kiyum, right? The ikar mitzvah is what?
Shiyur anir is talking to me that the light.
The Nero should be lit constantly.
Yeah.
Not that what? Not hadlokas haneros. Kol ikar hach milsa hadlokas haneros. There definitely is a milsa of hadlokas haneros. It got downgraded to a milsa now.
Mm-hmm. How does the word dilukim work out in like the word? I mean, this should be dilukim.
He had it before deluka, didn't he? Have a menorah deluka. But
no, because it like actually says speaks to the actual action.
Haneros dolkin, right? It's an action now.
It speaks to the action, which is like
right.
The only time I've seen something like that is
one second. So anyway, so what's he saying? He's saying the kol ikar hach milso dad lakas haneros. It's not. There definitely is a milso of lakas haneros, right? The Torah says light the haneros, right? But what? It's not a mitzvah. It's a maisad laka. So when the Kohen is lighting the Neros, it's not a mitzvah.
You're saying not that it's not a mitzvah, it's not the mitzvah though.
Ein ha-mitzvah be'etzem ma'isa hadlaka. The mitzvah of the Kohen lighting the Neros is what? Is not in the etzem ma'isa hadlaka. But what is it? The ikar of the mitzvah is that the candle should be burning constantly. Okay, ubezeh
shaneres dolkin, hu dehavi yisod kiyum mitzvah zu.
And when the neros are burning, that is the yisod kiyum of the mitzvah zu. Yisod and etzem are, yeah.
It's only part of the kiyum, but the rest of the kiyum you're missing.
It's the yisod kiyum mitzvah zu.
Yeah. It's the fun that part of it.
Etzem and yisod. Why didn't you say etzem?
The yisod is what? The foundation of it?
Yeah.
The etzem is the...
Etzem is within the action. Of it. Etzem is only used within the action. It's not used within the mitzvah.
Yisod
is
within
the mitzvah.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'll have
in other words, listen, I'm trying to analyze this point of view. So, huh?
That was a good question.
Yeah, well. So...
When everybody was suggesting your answers, he didn't say that.
Listen. In other words, Reb Chaim is making a maneuver here, okay? And so his first maneuver is to say that the hadlaka, that this milsa of hadlaka is not, the etzem mitzvah is not maisa, right? Kol ikarach milsa hadlaka aneros eina mitzvah be'etzem maisa hadlaka. The mitzvah is not in the etzem maisa hadlaka, rather that they are burning. So he's shifting the focus of the mitzvah from maisa to the state that it produces. Okay? Fine. But then he's saying that now answers the problem of hadlakas haneros hi hatavasan. And it seems like he's saying, because hadlaka sanero siyatavasam just means that the hadlaka is the kiyum of the hatava. Right? But I just want to make it perfectly clear at this point, why is it necessary to take away the maisa mitzvah in order to have this answer? Why couldn't you just say that the maisa mitzvah of hadlaka is the kiyum of hatava? No, it has to be clear that he seems to be learning this answer that he's proposing only makes sense if you say that the etzem, that the mitzvah is not be'etzem ha-maisa, but rather that they're dolkim. Then it makes sense to say hadlakos hanero si hadavasam. But if hadlaka were a maisa, then it wouldn't make sense to say that. No, it's not like this. That if the word hadlaka means the maisa of lighting, then it doesn't make sense to say hadlakas haneros hi atavasam. That's what we need to explain. Because then it would mean that the maisa hadlaka is the maisa of hatava. That's a nonsensical statement. They're two different things. Maisa hatava and maisa hadlaka, you can't say they're the same. Rotzalomar, that's what he means. What does it mean, hadlakas haneros? It means the bimash haneros dolkim kilchasa. He's saying, unless you interpret the phrase hadlakas haneros to mean dolkim, it doesn't make sense for the Rambam to say hadlakas haneros hi atavasam. Can't say this maisa is that maisa. But it only, he's saying, you see, when the Rambam talks about hadlaka, he doesn't mean the maisa. He means the ikar of what hadlaka is. The ikar of what hadlakas haneros is that they should be dolkim. Now I can say, the when, now translating, the Rambam would be, the neros burning is the entire purpose and fulfillment of the hatava. But you can't say this maisa is the fulfillment of that maisa. They're on the same level. It doesn't make sense. Can't say this, right? Okay, yeah, let's go over this again. Yeah. Okay. So now let's try to finish up to understand what is his main point here. Yeah. Can't get two sentences out. Yeah. Right. So you've got to read through the rest of the Chaim yourself. But you'll see that the phrase that's important is what? The phrase that's important is that the Dishun and the Nesinas Hashem is the Etzem Maaseyem Hushayach L'Kiyum Mitzvazu. Right? That's why it's an Avodah. But hadlaka, the etzem maisa hadlaka, it's not the etzem maisa hadlaka shemakaima mitzvah. That's why it's not avoda. Why? Now here's the main point where he tries to define avoda. What is avoda? It's only on the etzem maisa. Everything has an etzem maisa, right? It's only on the etzem maisa. Ubimakom she etzem ha maisa hu hechsher din kiyuma. What does that mean? Masha einikin badlaka, the maisa adlaka ena mosif klal be hechsher din kiyuma. That sounds on the face of it ludicrous. Right? Saying, it's like, sounds like he's saying, what's more important to have the Nero's Dulkim? It's more important to fill the oil and the wicks. That's indispensable. But lighting it is dispensable. Right? It flies in the face of what? Of everything. Okay. Yeah. But you have to understand what you have to read. When you read the rest, you see it becomes much clearer what he means. You have to remember, we cannot lose sight of the issue here and the rules that we're operating by. Okay? What's the issue here? The issue is, how do you produce the Chefetz of Menorah? That's the issue. Right? That's the Inyan. How do you produce the Chefetz of Menorah? And what is his answer? What is his answer? Mitzvahs menorah is essential to producing menorah. Indispensable to producing menorah. Right? Mitzvahs menorah. In general terms. Mitzvahs menorah is indispensable to producing menorah. So far so good? Okay. These are they. Okay. Now, so that means to say, when you're examining how the menorah is produced, halachically, let's put it this way. Therefore, whatever is considered. Let's put it another way. Whatever is indispensable in producing the chefza, the identity of the menorah, is avoda. Right? Of course, the avodas menorah are the actions which create it. It being the kiyum of the entity, the properly existing chefza. Okay. So all he has to do is just break off the hadlaka from this whole group, and he'll be free and clear. Right. Yeah. So that's what he's trying to show you. That if he can show you that you don't need the Maisa Hadlaka per se to have the Chefza of the Neros, to have the properly existing Chefza of Menorah, then, referring back to our rules, Hadlaka is not an avoda. Okay? If you needed, in some sense, it turns back on itself, right? In other words, if the only way that Hadlaka would be an avoda is if I could say that although the Neros are burning bright, come the morning, or any time, it ceases to be a menorah. Why? Because I didn't do the Maisa that creates it. You understand? That's what he's trying to show you. He's saying, were Hadlaka a real avoda, then the Maisa Hadlaka would be necessary to make this a menorah. That would mean to say, even if it were burning, when there's that would mean two things, really. It would mean there would have to be a zman kavua for this maisa mitzvah. And when that zman arrives, if I don't do that maisa, I have no menorah. Because the menorah is what? Produced through mitzvah's menorah. The menorah can only exist through mitzvah's menorah. That's right. Since menorah only exists through mitzvah's menorah, if the maisa hadlaka were a maisa mitzvah of menorah, even if it were burning, it would not be a menorah without its maisa. Because a maisa has a zman kavua. It's the maisa has a zman kavua. So that's what he's trying to show you. He's trying to show you the only things that are the dishin and those other things as a maisa, they're necessary. I mean, that's a bit of a chiddush that he's going to come out. That's going to come out, Quentin, right? That if you wouldn't, that's what he's saying in the end. You can dispense with the hadlaka every morning, but you must do hatav every morning. You must. You have to be masaking it. It's a good question. It's a good question. We have to leave that. It's a good question. But hatava is one inyan, apparently. That's a good question. That's a tzarchian question. But in terms of the logic that he's setting up, that's his logic, right? See, he's really saying an amazing thing. He's saying there's no difference between mitzvah and avoda. That's what he's coming down to, basically. Mm-hmm. Right? And that's why he wants to say that's when the Rambam saw the Gemara says it's not an avoda, he knew it's nothing. Because avoda in menorah means the things that create the shame of the kosher menorah. The things that create, that bring the menorah to its kiyum. That's what the whole mitzvah's menorah is. Because the menorah only exists through mitzvah's menorah. Right? So that's all has going to have a shame of avoda. When you're doing it, in other words, since all you need is that they're dolkim, when you do the maisa of hadlaka, the maisa never has a shame of avoda.
It seems backwards the way he's presenting it. Like, first he says, presents like the conclusion, which is that the only, you know, like, in other words, here he's talking about whether you need the thing per se, or it's not concerned at all. And then after that, he does go and explain that you don't need the halakha as like a raya.
He's giving a raya to his idea, but his idea is.
The idea is here.
Where? Which part are you asking about?
In other words, this
when he says from Vahanira is where the idea starts, right?
Right.
And his point is that you're going to have to say, well, actually, the idea goes from Vahanira up until where he defines Avoda, right?
Right.
So what's the idea? He's saying that Avoda is only when you need a Maisa to create. Avoda are the actions that are necessary to create the cheftza halachically. That's the only thing that has a shame avoda. Avoda is all of the actions that are necessary to have the properly existing shame menorah. If something is an action only because it needs the state, right? But it doesn't need the maisa as a maisa per se, then even when you do that maisa, it doesn't have a shame of avoda. So if I can show you that dishun and the sinas Hashem, and he says those are necessary, those are defined in terms of maisa, that's a necessary maisa. He's saying you have to define it this way. He's just telling you how it's going to have to be. And then he wants to show you raya's that it is that way. But he's saying logically, if you follow the logic of the way he's setting it up, the only way to answer the problem is to say that Dishun and the Sinas Hashemen are required halachically as actions, but there's no halachic requirement of the action of hadlaka. There's just the requirement of dolkim. So then the maisa is always halachically out of the equation of avoda. And if it were bidolkim without the maisa, that would be fine. But if it would be shemen and psilos without the dishon and then the sin of shemen, apparently that would not be fine.
So you're saying when he says the maisa halacha in the most of all the means since you don't need it, so it's not most of anything in terms of mitzvah.
Exactly. And in terms of the shem menorah.
Right.
It's not most of anything. It's not most of anything in terms of creating the shem menorah.
Yeah, it's easy to like misread it. Like
it's very easy to misread. Because that's his whole point. His whole that's why you have to follow every step of the setup. The whole setup is that mitzvah makes menorah. And you cannot be something that is a mitzvah that doesn't make menorah, and it can't be something that the menorah doesn't need and is a mitzvah. Those are impossible. So he has to differentiate and say hadlaka is not necessary as a maisa. Therefore, you can't call that maisa part of the mitzvah. And it doesn't have a shem avoda.